turnover in the coaching staff. They finally, finally fired Scott Linehan, the subject of so many fade segments over the course of the last year and a half.
And that's where the disconnect is coming. And Kellen, the quarterback, stunk up the joint.
Horrible.
He wasn't it, Chief.
You don't want him to re-sign Byron Jones because he gave up a horrible pass interference penalty late in the game.
Hey, let's cut Amari Cooper because he dropped the wide open touchdown pass in the Pro Bowl, so he must be trash.
Dak Prescott and Kellen Moore were sitting back talking about, well, we have to work within the confines of what Scott is giving us. These two were sitting back, going back and forth and developing all these things on napkins. And then they were like, well, now we got to go run Scott Linehan's offense. And they were biding their time. All right, all right, all right. You are now rocking with the best. And thank you for tuning in for another episode of Catch This Fade Podcast. It is now season 4, episode 1, and we are so glad to be able to join you and talk Cowboys football. It is the offseason. It's 2019. Calendar is about to turn to February, and there is so much to talk about when it comes to the Cowboys because you know there is never, ever an off day. I want to send a special shout out to my man, Pat Walker, who is, we're going to change the phrasing on this, so I need y'all to pay attention. He is now joining me here on the Catch This Fade podcast because my man, Pat, he's too big for his britches right now. So, Pat, thank you for joining my podcast here today, sir.
Oh, man, I love you to death, brother. ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode. KD, we got some fades to pass out, man.
We definitely do because we spent this last weekend. Obviously, the Cowboys were eliminated. We haven't talked to you guys in a while, and we apologize for that, but the Cowboys were eliminated. They made it to the playoffs. They won their wild card round, lost the divisional round on the road to L.A. The Rams are now in the Super Bowl, so at least they didn't lose to a bunch of bums that turned around the next week and embarrassed themselves, although the referees probably did help the Rams make it to the Super Bowl. But that's another story for another time. What happened since then is the Cowboys have now gone through a couple weeks of turnover in the coaching staff. They finally, finally fired Scott Linehan, the subject of so many fade segments over the course of the last year and a half. I think we all need to just I think we just need to give a moment of silence. No, we don't. We don't need to give a moment of silence. We're just going to celebrate.
Patient anyway.
Yeah, well, that was pretty much it. It was a little bit more than a golf clap. So Scott Linehan is out. The Cowboys have still yet to name who the official offensive coordinator is going to be, but they were in charge of the Pro Bowl based on being the team with the best record that lost in the divisional round. They coached the NFC in the Pro Bowl, and there was where they pretty much opened up the Petri dish and said, we're going to see how this is going to work. The Cowboys have announced that they are going to retain Kellen Moore. He was a quarterback coach for Dak Prescott last year. They've announced that they were going to bring in John Kitna, another former backup quarterback, to come into the organization. And everybody pretty much knows, based on our early reports and things that have come out since then, that John Kitna is going to be the quarterback coach for Dak Prescott for 2019. A little bit more veteran. He's a right-hander. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in as far as why that's a much better fit than what Moore was. And most people believe that Kellen Moore is now going to be the offensive coordinator. Now, from there, the big question is he going to be the coordinator that also calls plays, or will Dallas do something that is a little bit different? We've gone through the history of the league. We know there is a myriad of head coaches that call plays. The offensive coordinator does not have to call plays. The question is whether or not Jason Garrett actually wants to return to the duties that he had when he first became head coach. So the Pro Bowl was our first opportunity to see how the Cowboys were going to deploy this new coaching staff. And as expected, Cowboys fans were not happy.
I mean, let me put it this way. No matter what the decision was or is to be, there's always going to be a faction that's optimistic.
Yep.
There's going to be a faction that's blindly pessimistic.
Yep.
And when it comes to potentially what Kellen Moore does or does not bring to the table, I mean, we'll discuss that ad nauseum here in a few moments. But
again, you got to take a step back at least before we even get into all of this and applaud the Cowboys for doing something that you and I have been beating the drum for 4 months and months on end. And it turns out that they were not naive to what was going on. And I never thought that they were, but I questioned if when you're given the ultimatum by upper management, would Jason Garrett choose himself or would he go down with the sinking ship? And he chose himself, as expected. So now they're in a situation where they're post-Linehan, which means they're post-Iron Fist rule, for lack of a better way to put it. And it'll be interesting to see going forward how they put this collective together, because I think that it'll be just that. It'll be a collective.
I agree with you. It will be a collective, and they have some smart guys in the room. And we'll again talk about that later, and in future episodes, we'll definitely dive into it a little bit deeper. But let's talk about what actually transpired at the Pro Bowl and the reason why we have to hand out this fade about a game that means nothing to nobody. Because for some strange reason, we actually, I mean, let me backtrack. Fans, this is for you. If you're sitting there on a Sunday in January when your entire squad isn't playing and you're miserable based on what you're watching in an all-star game, bruh, you're doing fandom wrong. I'm extremely disappointed in the fact that the AFC opened up with a touchdown drive. Cool. The Cowboys, listen to me. See, y'all got me sucked in.
You got him.
The NFC responded, drove down the field, made it all the way into the red zone for the AFC red zone, and went for it on fourth down. And they were stuffed because the Cowboys called a fullback dive. And I said, I tweeted it out. I said, watch how many Cowboys fans are going to use that as a impetus for complaining about the Cowboys offense. And like clockwork, the tweet started flowing in and people just started hitting me up. Hey, KD, look at this one. Hey, look at this one. These folks were serious. I had folks responding to my message, to my tweet, complaining about the fact that the Cowboys offense was so vanilla when they were watching an all-star game. Bro, are y'all serious right now? Y'all hate the Cowboys that much?
And what's crazy is it's like I said on Twitter. Okay, first of all, kudos to you for knowing what play was ran and what play was stuffed that, you know, created fueled the angst from this faction of Cowboy fans that we're discussing. Because I don't watch the damn Pro Bowl. I don't care. I don't care about the Pro Bowl. At all. I'm like that for any all-star game that is not Major League Baseball. But aside from that, who cares? Now, if you watch it, more power to you. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be entertained, especially when we're about to head into an offseason where you're not going to have football for, right, you know, 6 months,
right,
give or take. But like KD said, to sit there on your beautiful afternoon and watch the Pro Bowl and break out a notepad it's the Pro Bowl. I'm going to say this in my Allen Iverson voice. Pro Bowl? Oh, is that's Jim Moore Senior? Okay. Pro Bowl? We're talking about the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, we talk about the Pro Bowl. That's your Allen Iverson voice.
Yeah, you're right. I don't understand. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's say this, okay? I want to be completely clear. I don't know what you expected to see from the Cowboys coaching staff in the Pro Bowl. Had I watched it, would have expected to see nothing of substance. And it's because why on God's green earth would you put anything on film in the Pro Bowl that could be used against you in September when the games matter? What the Cowboys essentially were doing is, yes, they wanted to get a glimpse at what the potential offensive coaching structure would look like. But from my standpoint, I feel like they were trying to see how Kellen Moore would carry himself, exactly, in the big chair.
Exactly.
And that's why if you look at the video clip that has now been spawned into a GIF with Jason Garrett doing his creep face. Right. Which was just phenomenal to me. Like, that's one of the best things going right now. But he sat back and he wanted to see how Kellen Moore operated in a capacity of leadership. That was the interview, not what plays he was going to call in the Pro Bowl.
bruh.
We're talking about the pro. Get out of here,
bruh. The lack of context you must have as a football fan to sit there and actually not only think that the performance in the Pro Bowl matters, but to actually equate it to reasons why it won't work in September, regardless of, I don't even understand how we're sitting here explaining to people that this was Kellen Moore's first time ever calling plays in an organized professional game. It was his first time working with these dudes who did glorified walkthroughs. Do you think they were actually practicing during the week of the Pro Bowl? Like, they were out there giving it their all, trying to learn his offense and what he planned on doing? Nothing about this scenario was set up for them to actually come out and be dynamic. And yes, I understand how people say, it's the All-Star game, throw out all your plays. Why? For what? You were going to tune in anyway, and you were going to complain regardless of whatever happened. You were going to find something to cry about when the game was over, regardless of anything that the Cowboys rolled out. Because you're mad online. If you were going to sit there and say, if Kellen Moore came out and they pulled out every stop in the book and they were a dynamic offense and scored 45 points, if you were going to turn around and say that that was proof of what the Cowboys were going to be able to accomplish in the regular season, you're an idiot. So likewise, if you turned around and said because they didn't show anything, because they weren't able to accomplish anything, that's a sign of what's going to happen in the regular season, you're an idiot twice.
But here's how illogical it is. Okay, so for those of you who are saying, Jason Garrett couldn't, you know, score X amount of points in with having the world's best talent on his team, but okay, let's say you want to subscribe to that. So then, why are you not also asking Chris Richard and Rob Marinelli why aren't they rushing the passer with Ezekiel Elliott because he did that in the game?
Exactly.
It's
so obscene to pick and choose which portions of this, because exactly. if you're gonna sit here and say, okay, well, what's going on with the Cowboys based off of the Pro Bowl? Well, that must mean that you don't want them to re-sign Byron Jones because he gave up a horrible pass interference penalty late in the game.
Hey, let's cut Amari Cooper because he dropped a wide open touchdown pass in the Pro Bowl, so he must be trash.
They don't even understand how if you say one thing, you have to carry over that philosophy to everything else, and that shows you how stupid it is to even have an opinion on anyway. We're going to move on. We're going to move on because Tony Romo has spoken.
Non-God.
Right next to the obsession with getting rid of Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan is Cowboys fans' obsession with Tony Romo being the next something for this team. And on Tuesday afternoon, he came out with a statement, and it was going to basically, I mean, there are going to be some Cowboys fans that are going to need to get a wet nap off of this one. He says, yes, one day he does plan to coach. It just isn't right now. But just the fact that he left the door open, there's going to be a lot of underwear changes going on once people read those tweets that have come out about Tony Romo. But along with that, he spoke about the Cowboys offense and what he thinks they could become. He didn't outright diss them, but he also didn't, and he shouldn't because he works for CBS. He's not an employee of the Cowboys. He didn't go out there and say, yes, for sure, everything is going to change now that they're most likely going to give this job to Kellen Moore.
Here's the thing with Tony, and there will be some who read into his comments saying that, you know, more or less the playbook was going to be, or I should say there wouldn't be many changes that he foresaw coming or foresees coming. And it'll be, quote unquote, pretty similar because it still includes a lot of Jason Garrett's verbiage.
Yep.
And a lot of people are going to jump on that and say, oh, well, Tony Romo is slandering the team. He's slandering Jason Garrett. Basically, what he's saying is it's going to be much of the same. Well, that's not really what Romo is saying whatsoever. What he's saying is he doesn't foresee a ton of change, but how is that different from what we already know? Because I say that to say this, KD. We know that barring, unless it's an outside offensive coordinator coming in, there was not going to be a ton of change anyway. What we were expecting, if they move forward with, you know, a promotion to Kellen Moore and obviously putting John Kitten at quarterback coach, getting some feedback for the game planning from Doug Nussmeier, the tight ends coach, with some assistance from Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett. What we're looking for prior to hearing Tony's words is some sort of creativity being installed into the playbook.
Right.
But if you were expecting an all-out overhaul, you were wrong before Tony Romo ever opened his mouth 100. To answer the question. So those of you who were expecting this huge overhaul from an inside hire, you set yourself up to be pissed off by Romo's words before Romo's words ever came out. What I heard from Tony was affirmation to what I had already believed, if in fact the Cowboys are going to go with the inside guy. You're not going to get this complete upheaval from Jason Garrett's system. If that was the case, then Jason Garrett would have gone outside of the organization. Not to say that they still won't, because nothing's solidified just
right,
yet.
Right, right, right.
But if they do in fact continue this course, which looks like it'll be Kellen Moore, if that's the case, then the hope here is with that collective brainchild and some of the, well, a lot of the youth that Kellen brings and some of the younger minded players that Nussmeier would bring over the older Scott Linehan, the more iron fisted Scott Linehan. You're simply hoping for at least, and I hate putting numbers on it, but let's say if the Cowboys give me a 30% increase in creativity, that's huge.
It's phenomenal. Now, I think part of the issue is that most fans, including myself, have never actually seen an NFL playbook. We don't have really any kind of comprehension for how vast a play designer's playbook is. What they've seen over the last 2 years is a shrinking of the plays that Scott Linehan used, as opposed to a limited playbook overall. There's a big difference. If a book has 300 pages and you only rely on 15 of them, that doesn't mean that the book can't contain other things that are unexpected and things that could work and be creative and dazzle. There's also interpretations of individual plays. You have a core play, and then you have ways that you can deploy it. One of the best instances of that we see is in Sean McVay. He sticks with 11 personnel. They're always basically in the same lineup on the field, and then they just basically switch people around, put different people in motion to create mismatches on the field based on how the defense wants to play those specific players, namely Todd Gurley. There is so much mystery and misdirection that you can do using the same plays. But that's not what we saw out of Scott Linehan. In addition to the fact that the timing of using certain plays was much of the issue with what Linehan did, as well as handcuffing Dak Prescott from using his God-given ability to run the damn ball.
And so that's all we've been asking for, man. Where's the Mississippi State, Dak?
He's got to be coming back. Now, we know that Jason Garrett is a proponent of you know, passing from the pocket, Eric Coryell. But let's not pretend that he doesn't have the ability to change. Because the Cowboys that have been playing since they drafted Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott is a completely different offense than what they were when Tony Romo was at the helm. Right?
I agree.
So let's not pretend that he can't completely change the tone and the makeup of the Cowboys offense, not to mention all of the things that we think Kellen Moore is going to bring to the table. Because when he was drafted, everybody knows the only reason Kellen Moore stayed in the league for the 4 or 5 years that he did was because of the mental aspect of the game. It certainly wasn't his arm. And when you look at this dude, I mean, you look at the dude. Look at the pictures of Kellen Moore that I always use on the articles that we write about him. You know You know that dude has been doing nothing but drawing up plays. He is not out there partying until 6 o'clock in the morning and bringing the sunlight in. I promise you that Kellen Moore is not that guy. He's the other guy. He's the guy that's sitting back in the lab doing some mad science and stuff, trying to create whatever he can create to further his football ability. Whether that works or not, we still have yet to see, but it's easy to see the reason why it could work. And that's all people really should be focusing on, because you don't know either way. It could turn out bad. It could turn out wonderful. We don't know. But as long as there's a reason to believe that there is some thought behind it, I think it should be given a chance, and much more of a chance than what we saw initially when his name was starting to get thrown around as offensive coordinator potential.
I think the problem here is people don't know how to differentiate Kellen the quarterback from Kellen the coach. And that's where the disconnect is coming. And Kellen the quarterback stunk up the joint.
Horrible.
He was not it. that he wasn't it, Chief. He wasn't it with the Lions, and he damn sure wasn't it with the Cowboys when he was brought over to be a backup quarterback. That being said, Kellen Moore, the quarterback, is not the one up for the job of offensive coordinator with the Cowboys. It's Kellen Moore, the coach. It's Kellen Moore, the guy who has a high football acumen. It's Kellen Moore who has a coaching pedigree by way of his father and you know, the coaching bloodline that he comes from. And it kind of goes back to kind of what you were saying. Kellen Moore is not out here in these streets partying. All right. Kellen Moore is not somewhere at a bar with a glass of scotch and his feet kicked up. Kellen Moore is somewhere dissecting film while you're slandering Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore is somewhere with his father on the phone asking for tips on plays and how to improve and how to dissect film. These are the reasons that the Cowboys are willing to move him up so quickly. He's only been QB coach for one season. Now, we talked about this in several other Catch This Fade podcasts, and we don't know. We still don't know if some of the regression on Dak Prescott is accountable to Kellen Moore or if it's accountable to Scott Linehan and the scheme that he had set up, failure to put Prescott in positions to succeed, like using his legs when we know good and well he's a dual threat quarterback and he's not a pure pocket passer, things of that nature. But nonetheless, you got John Kitna in the fold now. I think that's absolutely huge for the progression of Dak Prescott. So, any questions there? Out the window. I think Kitna's going to be the man when it comes to that. You're going to get a lot more impact or a lot more input from Dak Prescott on what's going on. And I think at the end of the day, if people understand that you literally know nothing about Kellen Moore, the coach, and I understand how scary that can be because the unknown can be scary.
Yep.
But you also have to know that the unknown should justifiably carry us a sense of optimism. Because like you said, KD, he might stink up the joint, but he might actually be elite, but you don't know either way. We don't have enough to go on when it comes to Kellen Moore, the coach, for anyone to say that he's going to be quote unquote trash going into this position. That would be equivalent to, you going for an interview and you get the job. And before you show up for your first day of orientation, your colleagues all over the building, your new colleagues who have never met you, right? They don't know what you're capable of in this new job, this new role that you're about to get. And they're just like, oh, he's going to stink up the place. He's going to ruin it. And you're sitting there like, I haven't even made it to the water cooler yet.
Right.
You know, so let's just, there are reasons to be concerned. And we'll talk about that here in a second. There are reasons to be concerned, but there's a way to balance your concern with the reality and the facts of what's going on. And right now, to just outright say the guy's going to be trash is, it's just not going to, it doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for me at all. One of the main things that people say, and it's actually a smarter complaint, is to question the impact, as you referenced, of what he did as a quarterback coach. But I would offer up to that being the quarterback coach is wholly different than being the offensive coordinator. Yes. I didn't like the match of him as being the quarterback coach for one main reason, and main reason only, is that he's a left-handed player. And everything when you deal with mechanics, when you're a left-handed or a right-handed thrower, is completely different. So I didn't like him in that role when he was named. Now, to me, seeing how everything has kind of worked out, it feels kind of like he was put in that role to prep him to do the job. Because remember, Dak Prescott and Scott Linehan did not talk during the games. Dak Prescott had in his ear Kellen Moore. He was the one relaying the plays from Scott Linehan up in the booth. So I think the way that everything was set up was Scott Linehan was basically giving Moore the opportunity to get some familiarity with that exchange. And from everything that we hear, that Dak Prescott is one of the people that was vouching for Moore to get this offensive coordinator's job. Now, whatever the reason for that, it must be something beyond the mechanics. It has to be the fact that they talk all the time. Excuse me. And we reference back to the play where he and Amari Cooper had the hand signal for the go route as opposed to what the play call came in from Scott Linehan as. And I just have this inkling, this gut sensation that a lot of times Dak Prescott and Kellen Moore were sitting back talking about, well, we have to work within the confines of what Scott is giving us. But man, wouldn't it be nice if we were able to do X, Y, Z? You know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't that be a much better thing for us to do? And these two were sitting back, going back and forth and calling all these plays plays and developing all these things on napkins, as everybody's talked about what Kellen Moore has done. And then they were like, well, now we got to go run Scott Linehan's offense. And they were biding their time. So that's the most intriguing aspect of it for me, to see what they're going to do moving forward to 2019. Now, what we're going to do moving forward for the rest of the 2019 season, the offseason, business season, whatever you want to reference it as, is going to be very exciting for you guys.
It's a new day, and we're going to take things to another level here in 2019. With that being said, February 2019 will be the month where I debut the Star Witness podcast. That's going to be brought to you by both 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports. It's going to be hosted by myself, Patrick Walker, no C, at Voice of the Star. And it's going to be across all of your major formats. Make sure that you check out my Twitter so you can see how to get the early bird subscription, so that when it launches, you'll be the first to know, even before I make it known to the general public. Obviously, it's going to be on other platforms as well, whether it be Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn, things of that nature. So stay tuned. Again, Star Witness, the podcast. Debut episode is coming in February 2019, not long after Super Bowl 53. We're taking things to new heights in 2019 with the Cowboys coverage. We want to make sure that we are the definitive source for all things when it comes to America's team. And when I say we, I don't just mean myself and you know, those who support me. I also mean KD, because don't you have some news of your own you would like to share?
I definitely do. While Pat is going to be moving over to do his own thing on Star Witness, his time here with Catch This Fade and the Catch This Fade podcast is not ending. We are actually going to move Catch This Fade to a everyday format. No longer will you have to wait Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of every week. Starting next week, we will have a brand new episode of Catch This Fade for you. In the expanded format, not only will I still be talking to Pat once a week, but I will be bringing in a ton of other guests to make sure that you have the complete, well-rounded picture of everything that you need to know about the Dallas Cowboys on a daily basis. All of the insight that you crave based on not just my perspective, but other experts that I've grown to know over the course of the last 8 years of covering the Cowboys. It is going to be a tremendous ride. We are also going to be taking the brand a little bit wider than what it has been so far. Not only will the audio podcast be branded Catch This Fade, but our morning minutes are now being rebranded as Catch This Fade videos. So you will have the opportunity to not just laugh at people, Catch This Fade in audio, but you'll also be able to get all of your information in a Catch This Fade format on video as well. 2019 is going to be absolutely dynamic as my brother and I take this thing of ours, and when I say ours, I mean all of the Cowboys fans, to new heights, and we're very excited to bring it to you guys.
It's going to be nothing short of phenomenal. A lot of hard work has gone into what we're about to deliver to you guys, ladies and gentlemen, a whole nother stratosphere with this. So we're going to throw these capes on, and we're going to do our best to come save the day. So thanks for tuning in. Stay close, because big things are coming.
Follow him on Twitter at Voice of the Star, and you can, of course, follow me at KD Drummond NFL. And hey, people, you know what it is. Salute.